Welcome to the Fit United radio and podcast, where each episode we aim to bring you fresh, relevant fitness and health related news, content, and interviews to help you reach new heights and ultimately become your best and fittest selves. All right, guys, in 3, 2, and 1, let's go. What is going on, everybody? Kevin here, host of your Fit United podcast. Is this for real? Am I really here? Am I here talking to you guys right now? Yes, it is for real. Even I can't believe it. It is December 31st, guys. It's the final day of 2020. I'm just so happy to be able to address you guys today. I'll be honest with you. A lot of things that I wanted to go over with y'all today. First of all, it's been a few months now. My absence has been, for the larger part of, 2020. And first of all, I want to apologize for that, guys. It's been a crazy year for everybody, and it's no excuse. This is a platform and my way of communicating with all of you that I'm truly appreciative of and I cherish. And in light of all of the things that have transpired in the past year, this was one of those things that unfortunately I had to set aside temporarily, but it doesn't change the fact that this is a very important platform for me to reach out to you guys. So first of all, thank you so much for having tuned in over the past year. Over 42 countries have listened. You guys are all over the world. You have listened to this show, have listened to my interviews and my conversations with, very important, powerful voices in the world, very influential, and people with such a great message, such a great story to tell. So I hope that you have all, been able to take something away. At the end of the day, my goal with creating this podcast in the first place was to have a space that I can have people come on and share their stories and, be able to connect with you guys in a way that is authentic and in a way that you are able to relate to these things. Everyone has their struggles, and this year in particular has made that so, so evident, and I am no exception. For many of you that have been listening since I restarted the podcast last year, we set some New Year's resolutions and some goals, and this year was going to be a very exciting year for the podcast and for other aspects of my life and in all of our lives. But obviously there was this big thing that came over the world, otherwise known as the COVID-19 pandemic. I tried to pivot a little bit earlier in the year and address the pandemic and, try to bring people on that also were experiencing this pandemic in different parts of the world. As many of you know, I'm from Vancouver, or the suburb of Vancouver, Canada, in South Surrey. And we experienced the pandemic here differently than someone in Florence, Italy would, or someone in Hawaii, or someone in the Philippines, or someone in, somewhere else in the world. And so I tried to bring some of those voices in, and unfortunately, certain parts of my life certainly took over. I'm currently in my gym right now, where I used to hold my podcast and do all my editing and everything. We used to have two rooms in the back of my gym, Iron Alley, and we actually did some renovations here. And so I no longer have a podcast or an office here in the gym, but I am here at our front desk and, doing this final episode because I wanted to reach out to you guys and make sure that you knew that you weren't forgotten. And so that was one of the things, major things that we had to pivot with or for was this pandemic. There was a few months there, beginning in March and all the way through, was it March, April, May, sort of June, beginning of summer, where we were able to reopen. But for those few months, we were completely closed. This gym was empty. It was void of equipment for the most part. We rented it out to members, and at least we were able to make use of the equipment that we have to the people who come in here on a daily basis and work on their health. And so we were very grateful, first of all, for the members who have stuck with us throughout the year despite this pandemic. And, you know, now we're at running at pretty much at the same capacity that we were pre-pandemic, with a lot of, you know, these physical restrictions and things. Here in Canada, here in Vancouver in particular, there's a certain health authority, we're in the Fraser Health Authority, where there are certain rules that we need to abide by. So whether that's physical distancing, wearing masks, sanitation, you know, our trainers have to sign a waiver every day, a bunch of statements that we need to be able to abide by and sign off on every day. And we do temperature checks for all the people that have come through the door. And so we've done our part to really mitigate the risk of spreading this virus. I know how important it is to maintain this physical health. You know, now that we're unable to socialize or interact with people, that was one of those things that, you know, I knew that it would be very important for a lot of us, was to be able to continue to move. And I'm just very grateful that we were able to stay open. Notwithstanding all of these restrictions, there was a point here in the last, let's say, last 2 or 3 months where it was a little dicey. I'll be honest, it was dicey because, you know, the cases here locally were rising. You know, summer came around and, you know, there was a bit of this fatigue from being so isolated and being at home. And I'm sure, you know, different places in the world, wherever you guys are listening from, you guys can relate to that fatigue of not being able to just interact with people, especially, you know, if you're a very social person. It's very hard to not be able to have that ability to interact. And so, you know, we're grateful that we were able to stay open. And, you know, now that we're back to almost at full capacity, we're just very happy that, you know, we still have this place going. The unfortunate reality of this pandemic is that a lot of businesses have been forced to close. And, you know, people in the fitness industry especially have been hit very hard. So we've really had to pivot and figure things out. I'm just grateful that I'm still in here. The doors can still open. It is the final year of 2020, guys, and I know it's going to be, you know, not a lot is going to change in terms of this pandemic right away. I mean, tomorrow it's not like there's a switch that's going to flip and all of a sudden everything that's happened in 2020 is just going to go away. Certainly the vaccine is coming available. I don't know where in different parts of the world how that's going to be rolled out. Here, you know, people like first responders, you know, people who work in the healthcare industry are going to be, you know, the first to get it. Obviously, those that are elderly and, you know, at greater risk of contracting the virus will likely be at the front of the line for obvious reasons. But, you know, it's something that I am very grateful for, that we have the resources we have in this world, the people to have the know-how, to the research and the ability to roll something out like this. So I'm really looking forward to the new year for many things. Before we get to the rest of the episode, I'm just, you know, I want to just put all of this out there because, you know, I don't know if you can tell, but I've been itching to get back behind the mic and just connect with everybody again. And so here I am. I'm just putting it all out there for y'all. So I'm just really excited for the next year. There's a lot of, I would probably say, uncertainties in terms of, you know, what direction, you know, my life is going to take. But I think that's an exciting, it's unsettling, but it's an exciting thing. There are, you know, many things to be excited about. Certainly I will share that with you as those things get closer or come to fruition. But I'm in whole, like I've been thinking about this and reflecting on the past year and what's to come. And I'm really looking forward to the coming year for a multitude of reasons. Like I said, you know, the vaccine that's rolling out, I think once there is, you know, kind of a mass adoption, or, you know, that we've all kind of taken it and we're able to interact with each other more, I'm looking forward to that next year. That's something that I'm really hoping that will come around sooner than later. I don't foresee that we're going to be, you know, completely rid of these kind of, you know, restrictions like wearing masks and things, you know, for the first little while. But I know that this is something that's going to progress, and I'm just really looking forward to being able to just being back to normal pre-pandemic. So that's one of the things that I'm really looking forward to. I don't know, this is another thing I wanted to share with you guys, and some exciting news that, you know, people in my circles and my social media and things that already know, that my family, my wife and I and my little son Cruz, we're expecting another little one. We got another one coming, right? How wild is that? Talk about a wild 2020, but we've got number two baby on the way. It's bacon in the oven. So we're expecting baby number two to come sometime in June. So, you know, thoughts and prayers that we have a healthy baby. You know, it's kind of a scary thing because with this virus, we don't know the effects that, you know, if someone like my wife who's pregnant were to contract the virus, you know, the effects of that on her and on baby. So, you know, we're being extra cautious here at home and doing our part just to mitigate those risks, because, you know, that uncertainty is enough for me to just not take any chances. And so one of the exciting pieces of news that I wanted to share with y'all. So that's really cool. So this episode, really, guys, I just wanted to wrap everything up for the year. Obviously, there was some absence, and you know, for the past 6 or 7 months, the last episode I think that I posted was in May, and a lot has transpired since then. Obviously, as you now know, we are now having baby number two. We've changed the look of our gym here. We've created more space. We also moved homes. In the last episode that I posted, we were in the process of moving. And so that was actually a major part as to why I haven't had a chance to record another episode and put one out there. You know, I can take a microphone with me anywhere, but it's never really quite ideal. And so in our new home, we have a second bedroom. I was a bit of negotiating with my wife as to which room our son was going to get and which room could be my man cave or my room. But I managed to, you know, push through, and I think my negotiating skills, sorry there, Misha, I'm going to call you out a little bit. But I managed to negotiate for our second bedroom to be my podcast room. We were trying to, I think my wife wanted to save it for, you know, the potential number two baby coming, but I think we figured it out now. And so, you know, our second bedroom is now my podcast studio and my room. And to be honest with you, for the first few months of us being in that house, it was essentially our overflow storage of things that, you know, I've moved from another place and consolidated into our house. And so we managed to clear a lot of that. It was a lot of shedding of excess weight, in terms of things, just things that have accumulated over the years. And you know, what's that Marie Kondo thing? I didn't do the Marie Kondo thing. I don't even know really what that is. But generally, I think the idea was, if it didn't give you joy, you let it go. And, you know, there were a lot of things that I was just holding on to, I think, for sentiment. And I think maybe, you know, what it reminded me of. And it was just excess weight that I really didn't, you know, I was able to actually donate a lot of it, because a lot of it was clothing and things that, you know, could still be useful to people who may not, you know, be as fortunate as us to have an abundance and an excess of things. And so we were able to shed some excess stuff. And so now my room, our second spare room is now the podcast room. So I'm really happy for that. Today, while I'm doing this at the gym, essentially it's because my son is still sleeping and so is my wife. So didn't want to wake them up. And so I decided to just bring my mobile gear with me and do it from the gym. Today we're closed because it is New Year's Eve, and we decided, you know what, I think of the throughout the year, these are going to be our 5 days off. So we had Christmas Eve off, we had Christmas Day, we had Boxing Day off, and then we opened for a few days, and then we're closed today and tomorrow and back at it full speed in the new year starting January 2nd. So essentially, guys, that kind of brings you up to speed as to, you know, where I've been and what I've been up to. It's been, honestly, a very transformative year in many ways. I've had to really think about my business and what my goals really are, you know, drilling down to what it is that's super important to me. And I'll tell you right now, guys, this podcast is one of those things that I feel is a non-negotiable in my life. It's my channel to connect with people. It's a different channel. I mean, it's not just social media where I could just post a photo or, you know, do a story. It's spoken word, guys. I love conversation. I love communicating. And this is my way, you know, even for selfish reasons, just my way to, you know, it's a creative outlet for me. And it's another way for me to connect with people around the world. Like, I don't know where all y'all are listening from, but that means a lot to me that I'm able to expand my reach and to be able to connect with you guys. So my goal for the new year is to, you know, connect even deeper. I think I want to continue to have, you know, more important, more powerful conversations with people here locally. I want to be able to connect with people, you know, in different parts of the world, geographically, different parts of the world, ethnically, culturally. It's I think it's going to be a very explorative year, especially on this channel. I'm drilling down on exactly the message that I want to be sharing with all of you. You know, the idea of me starting this podcast initially was just to bring powerful conversations that I'm already having with people. And when I have these conversations, I'm like, man, I wish I could have just shared that with people. Like, I wish I could have just hit that record button and have other people listening to it, because I'm not the only one that's going to benefit from what you just said. And to me, that was the most powerful thing takeaway from these conversations. I was like, you know, I need to get this out there. And so I really, really want to be able to continue to do that. And I will endeavor to do that. I will find other more powerful conversations and people to continue to connect with, so I can share that with you. And so as I'm drilling down on what this podcast is going to be like, that is going to be at the forefront. I'm also want to integrate a lot of other parts of my life into the podcast. I know it's usually me doing interview style stuff, but I've got some plans in mind, and I really want to share that with you once I've got it drilled down and I'm very specific exactly what that is. So I really hope you guys stick around. I hope you guys continue to listen. I hope this is something that is meaningful to you, and I really look forward to your feedback. And you know, I really want to be putting things out there that's valuable to you, whether it's fitness, whether it's health, whether it's, you know, in the different types of health, you know, physical, spiritual, mental, financial. At the end of the day, that's why I called it Fit United. I want to unite all of those things where we can be fit and healthy. And so I want to thank you guys now for listening to me ramble on for 17 minutes. But essentially, what I've done here for this episode, I actually got together with my family, who is actually in my bubble. And as many of you know, Iron Alley, our gym, is an endeavor that we started 3 years ago now, which is freaking wild. It was 3 years ago now when we opened this place, that I started with my wife, my then girlfriend and now wife, and my mother-in-law and sister-in-law. So four of us decided that we were going to open this place. And so I brought them onto the podcast to wrap up the year. And you're actually going to hear from them as to, you know, what their experience of the year and their challenges, and, you know, our challenges collectively as business owners, as gym owners, and how we weathered the storm. It truly was a challenging year on so many fronts, and I'm just so grateful to have had them behind me and to work with. I mean, you know what they say, you know, don't go into business with your friends, but, you know, here I am going into business with my family. And you know, that whole notion, and you know, didn't deter me at all. I think the fact that we did this has strengthened our relationship as a family, and being able to overcome these challenges that the past year has presented us has been powerful. And I think, like I said, has strengthened our relationship even more. And you know, we come out stronger on the other end. You know, what doesn't kill you, you know. Just makes you stronger. So anyway, that's how we have gotten through. I want you guys to listen to them now. We're gonna have a little conversation here. Us four, we sat down last week and you know, got this a little episode together for you. So we're gonna wrap up the year, guys. It's been honestly a crazy year. I know that it's not it hasn't been easy for a lot of us, for a lot of you. But what I mentioned actually on my Instagram yesterday was just the immense gratitude that I have. The fact that I'm here right now with, you know, talking to you. The fact that I have, you know, we are able to continue to open the doors. The fact that I'm still working. You know, a lot of people can't say that now. The fact that I still have a home. You know, in the world that we live in, you know, in North America, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of things that I think, you know, and I'm generally speaking, obviously, but we take for granted. Mobility, running water, food that's readily available and relatively inexpensive. You know, the standard of living here is just so far beyond so many other places in the world. And, you know, I always go back to my experience volunteering back in my home country of the Philippines in 2013 and 2014. And it really reframed things for me. And when I came back, you know, I really realized that I was living in kind of this entitled state and, you know, just kind of, you know, being a part of that rat race. And it really helped reframe things for me because there are so many people around the world who are starving and who do not have a roof over their heads or can't even, you know, don't even know where their next meal is coming from. Which I know is very almost dramatic, and you know I'm reaching. Perhaps I sounds like I'm reaching, but at the end of the day, guys, this is reality. You know, there's going to be places in the world who are not going to get this vaccine as quickly as we're going to get, and you know have lost family members, important loved ones from this pandemic, and I'm just so grateful to live in the country that I live in, to be, you know, to be loved by the people that are close to me. And to have the things, not even things, but to just have the world that I have around me. And so, anyway, guys, I want to leave you with that. That's all I got for you today. I just want to say thank you again for your support and sticking with me and in this podcast. And I didn't want to leave you guys hanging and think that this was it. It is definitely not it. The new year has a lot of things to come. And I can't wait to share that all with you. So with that being said, thank you so much for everything again. I don't know how many times I'm saying thank you, but thank you again. And I hope you have a wonderful new year. And I'm just looking forward to it. Excuse me. I'm just looking forward to starting a new year fresh and new with new goals and new aspirations. And so anyway, that being said, guys, here is the episode, my interview with my family, my wife Misha, my sister-in-law Mindy, and my mother-in-law Sharon. Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful new year. I will see you guys on the other side. Love y'all.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Fit United podcast. This is your host, Kevin. And I've got a few smiling faces at me in this place. First of all, I wanted to say this is the first episode I've done since like March or April or May. It's been a long time because there's been a lot of changes that have happened since that last episode. And so we're going to talk about that and more, but I've got some really special guests on this podcast, special podcast episode for the last episode of the year. So I'm going to introduce you to them right now. I've got my family in the house, literally in our house. Say what's up, everybody.
What's up?
Oh, and Cruz is in here too. So Cruz is joining us. So I'm going to start with guest number one on directly in front of me. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, it's Sharon.
This is Sharon. This is my mother-in-law. She is the queen bee of the family. And so we're going to talk about all of that and how the gym came to be. Guest number two.
The queen A of the family. I'm Misha.
That is my wife. And then to her right, to my left, is guest number three.
Hello, I am Mindy.
And that is my sister-in-law. So what's really cool and why we're able to all get together in this little room called the podcast room is because we all live in the same house. We're technically in the same household. We are in the same household. And so we're allowed to hang out together. And so that's part of the story that we're going to tell you guys, and why I haven't had an episode since March or April, is we were doing some moving.
A lot of moving.
So the first question I wanted to ask everybody, because that's part of exactly why we're here, is in the beginning of the year, did you guys think that this is where we're going to be by December?
How could you?
It's
How
true.
How could you possibly
Hard.
Think we would be here?
Unpredictable year of our lives.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah.
You predicted this?
I did not. Life.
Well, you know, like in the beginning of, or the end of this, 2019, they were talking about this coronavirus thing that was happening in China. But it was so, like, it seemed so distant and far away from us. It was like, oh yeah, it's an isolated thing. It's just staying there. But then now it's obviously this big global thing that's affected everybody. So never did you really think that this would be where we were at?
Not at all.
What about you?
No. No way.
Cruz seems to agree. Has it been a weird year, buddy? Yeah, it's been a pretty weird year. So in terms of us, as far as us as a family, I mean, we've not only moved in together, not quite literally together in the same household, but separate parts of the house. But we decided that we would open a gym 3 years ago. And I thought this is a really interesting part of our history and thought would be relevant for listeners, because that's a big part of who I am. And I would like to say how that all came to be. But now I've got everybody who's involved to tell that story. So... Who would want to start in telling everybody, first of all, how that all came to be, the gym? Because I think everyone would like to know. That's the kind of the focal point of, you know, everything for the last 3 years. How did that all come to be? Who wants to start?
I would say my mom decided she wanted to open a business and asked you two, Misha and Kevin, if they wanted to open a gym, because they were both trainers and we were all sick of commercial gyms and everything that came with it, especially for you guys working as trainers. You weren't treated very well, so we wanted to kind of change that and change how members were treated and not just as a sale, essentially, that we weren't there for just your money to get your money out of you.
Yeah,
we wanted to create a really cool environment for people to come to, no matter what kind of lifter you are, what kind of workouts you do, what kind of person you are. And I think we've come pretty close. So,
yeah, that's so true. I think that's a lot of the reason why, I mean, as trainers, why we wanted that kind of environment. But what about for you guys as just as a business owner? Because obviously for us, myself and Misha, we live and work in that industry. But for you guys to participate in this endeavor, how was it for you? Because that would have been my motive. That's definitely my motive. But what about for you guys? You first decided, yeah.
Yeah, I think I've always wanted to own a business and saw an opportunity, essentially. And then you
wrote it down on a napkin and
we did.
Made it happen.
We did.
So you wrote it down on a napkin. Okay, so talk about that part for a second, because Misha's given me that version of the story a little bit, or told me a little bit about that. But you guys wrote it on a napkin, and then how was it all conceived, this whole gym idea?
I think we just did a little brainstorming and thought we might have something and just ran with it.
Yeah.
I always expect these wild stories about how business started, and ours is not really one of those. Just said, let's do it, and we did.
Yep.
And that's about it.
Wow, so exciting. I thought my version was about as exciting as, so then what about the name? That's another thing too, because that's just as important. There's the culture, there's the idea, but then you guys were like, okay, well, that's just as important too. So we came up with the idea. Well, I didn't come up with it. You guys came up with it. Iron Alley. So how did that come to be, the name? What was the inspiration behind Iron Alley?
It needed to have something to do with the aesthetic. So
I feel like we were pretty much sold on using the word iron.
Yeah.
No matter what.
As like a powerlifting, like, gym. And then, yeah, we had to think about a way to tie it into the aesthetic and give it like a bit of a theme. So we went with that. And then we kind of applied that to how the gym looks.
We had a couple other names. What even were they? I don't quite remember. They all had to do with the word iron.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't even remember.
I remember.
I think Iron United was one. I think.
Yeah.
Right. We tossed that around.
Oh, okay.
Right? Because the idea, I guess, was like, yeah, we're going to create this gym and have people very, it's a very inclusive atmosphere. And that was kind of the idea, right? It doesn't matter what kind of lifter you are. And so this whole gym came to be, you know, finding a unit. I actually missed out on the whole search of the unit that we're in now. But were you guys getting discouraged when you guys were doing a little bit of the search initially? Because we had found a few and we're like, oh man, one is too far. This one was pretty central. So we got lucky, I think, with this one. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we got really lucky with this. Well, the one that we're in was probably maybe the third or fourth that we looked at.
Yeah. And the others just didn't work out.
Yeah. The location of this one was pretty ideal.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So almost by default, because other ones just weren't really good options anyway.
Yeah. Weren't really set up for what we wanted. Weren't in quite a location we wanted. That's kind of were hard to find type of thing.
And yeah. We weren't, remember that one south of Highway 10, and we weren't really excited about it, but it was all we could find at the time.
Yeah.
And then it fell through.
Mm-hmm. So in a way, I forgot about this. Yeah. Yeah. The decision was kind of made for us in a sense.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So here we are. We got the unit, and nearly 3 years later, we are still doing our thing. But of course, with the added flavor of a pandemic that heavily influences the fitness industry. So how do you think we've made out so far, given how difficult it's been with the pandemic and all that stuff, and the restrictions and things? How do you think we're doing?
I think we've done really well to try and implement everything the government's asked of us. Mm. And we've gotten very lucky to still be open with the closures back in March, April, May. Like, not a lot of small businesses made it through that, and we just kind of got really lucky to still be going. So yeah,
no, that's so true. I mean, the good thing is, I guess, the model of our gym, it's not, and I don't know, for a lot of people who didn't know but have asked, it's like, well, do you guys do group fitness? And like, I know, you know, a couple of trainers, including my wife, they do group classes or sessions and stuff, but that's never been kind of the core of our business anyway. So with the restrictions that were put in place, we were able to continue to, essentially keep moving with a few modifications, right? So we had to put some squares on the floor. Masks, I know it's been a contentious issue. What do you guys think? Are we doing the right thing?
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Everybody's happy. Like, we have a lot of members that always say, you know, we just want to stay open. So we'll do whatever it takes to keep this business open because we want to have somewhere to come work out. So everybody's really good about it.
Yeah. What do you think about that? And a client reached out to me talking about the kind of inconsistencies in terms of what's being put out there. Okay, well, what is actually required of a gym versus what you're actually doing? And the response that I gave was, well, it didn't really matter as long as we're doing what we think is right and is approved by the government. So if we have to wear masks as soon as we walk in the door, that's what we're going to do.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to stick with that. I think that's a good plan.
Yeah.
Right?
Just makes it easier.
Yeah. And what were you saying earlier, Mish, about, you know, rather than having to worry about, you know, having to be very super strict about physical distancing when sometimes it's not possible, that you're able to, you have a mask on. So it's mitigated that risk right away, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. You just said it all. I don't know what else I got there.
Thanks for adding some color to that comment. So as you can tell, this is the first time we've done this all together. So actually, Misha and I, we've done our first episode. Mm-hmm. One of our first episodes was with Misha and I.
Yeah.
And we talked about poop sprayers and things. So we've evolved a little bit from the poop sprayer conversation. So I guess, I mean, for me, certainly this was a new endeavor, opening a gym or opening anything of the sort. And it was for all of us. So what could you say we've learned about business ownership and entrepreneurship since we've had this thing now for 3 years?
God.
What's a takeaway that comes to mind?
Is there going to be editing going on here?
There can be.
Okay, good.
Unfiltered. This is an unfiltered safe space.
We've failed. As entrepreneurs, we have failed.
Interesting.
What do you mean?
Well, we haven't made a cent. So,
but we're still open. This shit on the podcast for people to hear.
It's too late. It's going up.
We did really well everybody. In the beginning, and it didn't take very long to get to a cash in versus cash out was neutral. It still is, even with the pandemic. That's a pretty big win. Sure. But in terms of expanding, it's a little bit harder because you can't really expand right now. You can take on some people here and there, do a couple of things, but you don't want to have hundreds of people coming in through the door. Mm-hmm. That was not the goal. The goal was to have a community of people that we know everything about them. So I don't know. That's a hard thing.
I think it's really cool, like the environment that we've created. Literally everybody knows each other's names. Everybody says hi when you come into the gym. You yell bye as you're walking out. Like everybody knows each other.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest takeaways that I've learned since we opened is it's a 24-hour job running a business. Like you don't have a choice.
Even though the office hours or the working hours are such, but it's never really time off.
It does not end, that's for sure. And like we care so much being a family.
Arguably too much.
Yeah, that anytime something's wrong, we're all like sick about it for days.
Yeah.
And that takes a pretty big toll, but we love it. So here we are.
Well, we've got many examples of that now that we're necessarily going to dig deep into certain examples of issues that we've come across the way. Some of those are pretty juicy. I'm sure we should share them, but for you intrigued listeners, we're not going to. We may. We'll see. But to your point earlier, mother-in-law Sharon, about, you know, have we made a cent or a dime from this thing? I mean, the goal really wasn't necessarily to, you know, to cash out, you know, a year in or 2 years in.
No.
Right. This was something that I think was a passion project that, you know, when the dollars start rolling in, when it becomes a financial kind of financially beneficial thing, then that's almost the gravy on top of the mashed potatoes. And as much as an investment as it is, it's been probably more of an investment in time and like, and like mental capacity than anything else.
Absolutely.
My God. So what do you think, if you could pinpoint one thing, and I'll try to think of something as well, that was like this, if I could do away with this one experience of owning a gym, what would that one thing be?
Cleaning. Can't stand cleaning. Second. And I do it every time I'm there.
Second that.
I do it all the time. But I told everybody we're gonna hire somebody.
See, we're leveling up, everybody. That is the goal. 2021.
Yeah, 2021 is the year we get a cleaner, so we don't have to do it anymore.
That's right.
But we did hear about one other gym owner that said that that was the one, probably the least enjoyable part of, you know, gym ownership. Another small gym owner, and I was like, well, that's pretty relevant. I mean, it's not tied to the actual money making of the gym, but it's got to happen. Otherwise, no one's gonna come into a dump.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, we don't. It's a pretty tidy gym. Mm-hmm. What about you, Mindy? What do you think? Is there one thing that you'd be like, yeah, I know. Could do away with that.
Working Saturdays.
Waking up early on my weekend. But no, I mean, I just kind of look at it as this is what it's like to own a business. And like I said, it's 24 hours. And I think I've accepted it more over the 3 years than I had realized it would take. But it would be really cool to like be able to turn it off for like an hour of the day where you're not thinking about it.
That's true.
Just the constant stress about it, probably. But
now this, with the context of, you know, both Mindy and Sharon having full-time jobs outside of the gym, so that's something that we haven't really mentioned yet. So these two have to come into the gym on their time off, really, when it's time to go home, time to sleep, time to relax and rest. And so, I mean, for many of the listeners who, whether you're entrepreneurs or business owners or not, you know, maybe perhaps you'll understand that, you know, the hustle is kind of real when, you know, you start something outside of your core, you know, endeavors in life. So then what kind of has kept us going for 3 years, kept you two going in there for 3 years outside of, well, we just don't. We have no choice coming into this place.
Have to. Like, there's no choice. No.
Well, there's four of us, so mm-hmm. we can't let each other down. Mm. That's where I come from most of the time.
For sure. And the members, I think them down would be a huge upset. And our trainers, of course, everybody that's a part of it. Like our community is really what keeps it going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like being able to enjoy walking into there because I'm going to see friends and like have a conversation with everybody no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a huge social aspect of it too, right?
Yeah, that's true. And I think for more so for some people than others, I think, and that's probably something, and I'll 100% admit to this, is that I underestimate how much members or, you know, people that come into that place, like, value it so much.
Yeah.
Even more so than I do sometimes, because I know it's a workplace of mine. It's like, I come in, do my hours and whatever. And in a way, I've kind of taken it for granted. But some people, they come in there and, you know, it's such a big deal for them. And I know, I'm sure you guys can think of a couple of people who do feel that way. And I feel bad that I haven't, you know, valued that enough. I think that's something that I could probably improve on for the next little while, right? Is in how important it actually has been. And guess what? That's kind of the whole point why we made this thing in the first place.
It's been it's been a hard year though with COVID and everything. That's definitely contributed to the environment. Mm. So we can kind of give everyone a break on that, but
yeah, that's so true.
We'll get there. It'll come back.
Well, let's shift gears a little bit. I know we talk about the gym forever, but on the note of you guys having like careers completely outside of the whole fitness industry, Mindy, you've been making some moves in your career lately. Tell us about that.
I don't know if you could say they're moves. it's been a wild year. I never expected to work for like 3 different companies within 1 year, but here I am. It happened.
Mindy's an electrician, by the way. She's a Red Seal electrician. She's got the RSE, is that right?
The RSE at the end of my name.
There you go. Be proud.
They tell us that at the end of our course, that I get to put that on my business
card. Oh, hell yeah.
I'm pretty freaking stoked.
And I told you my thoughts about people who get certifications who aren't proud of them. Or wait, did they even get a certification?
Did they even get it if they're not proud of it?
Bruh.
Am I right though? Am I right though?
Let it go.
Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna say this right now. I'm not gonna take away from... Yes, I know, sorry. I have to do a little bit, a very short rant. In the fitness industry, it's very easy to get it confused. You know, like as a trainer, you make sure that they're certified to do what they're doing. Just like any other profession. Absolutely. That's a fair expectation. So if someone asserts that they are one, you would want to be, you know, be proud of that. I would, again, presumption. But, you know, I got my certification from ACE. Misha's got one from BCRPA. Everyone knows that. But as a trainer, if you actually have one, then you'd be proud of that. You would express it because, you know, as a client, I would want to know that you have this certification. Like Mindy doing her job dealing with, you know, 1,000,000 volts or whatever it is, would want to be a Red Seal electrician. You wouldn't trust someone otherwise, right? So why is the fitness industry any different? So anyway, long story short, there's certain people who I think undermine the industry of fitness, and I think they should all get certifications and share it if they in fact do have one. Those are my thoughts.
Salty.
Hey man, I'm serious.
Such a hater. We've been talking about this for like 3 days.
It's true. It's true. But
moving on.
Last note on that, if you intend to ever get a personal trainer, please vet them. Am I right?
100%.
There you go. Like, you don't want an electrician that says they're an electrician because they, you know, they hooked up some like, lights in their house once.
Yeah, that's really not.
Come on, man.
A qualification.
Right?
Definitely make sure someone is qualified to do their job, please.
So, three jobs you've switched to. How are we with this last one?
It's good. I got my Red Seal certification in February and went back to the company.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Damn
wait,
right.
Wait. There it is. Yeah. It's like
you need some labels, bro.
I know. I got my soundboard with no labels, so I just hit like 10 buttons.
I went back to the company that I did most of my apprenticeship, which was a very specific type of electrical, and I thought that I was going to be happy with it because it was a good company, and then about like 6 months in, I felt like I was being pigeonholed into one type, and so I started looking for another job. And I found one, more industrial side of things, and quit my same company for the second time, which was super fun. And then about a month into my new company, there was a really big accident and we got laid off and I had to find a new job after being off for a month. And so I'm back in kind of the same thing I was doing before, which is good because I know it, but also was like looking for a change. But again, I'm just happy to have a job this year. So
I think about pivoting though. Talk about that. Like you went to different companies looking for something, but then you end up at one that, you know, you were at a site accident.
Yeah. You had to figure it out. Do you remember how nervous I was about making the decision to quit?
Yeah. Like I think to go to this company.
I talked to all of you about it so many times and I didn't know what to do. It was a very nerve-wracking decision.
But do you regret it now? I feel like this, notwithstanding what happened.
I think I would say I only regret it because I missed a month of income.
Fair enough.
But I'm happy where I am. Yeah. So I'm cool with it. I think it worked out for me. I got pretty lucky.
There you go.
I can't really complain.
There you go. Yeah. So she's got, you know, she's got lots of options. Having come out of school and like even now you're thinking about, you know, potentially like pipeline and things like that. There's lots of opportunities out there for what you do.
Absolutely.
So it opens a lot of doors.
Definitely.
So in your world there, mother-in-law, the most exciting thing I feel that happens is, you know, who annoyed you that day?
Which day?
Exactly. Any day for that matter. How exciting does it get? Okay. So could you share with us what you do outside of the gym? Because I think that's important.
She actually has to be nice to people at her job. Right. So it's kind of soul-sucking.
Yes, it is. I work for an orthopedic surgeon and run his office. And I've been doing it for a long time. I enjoy the work. But it's tough some days to have finished that job and move on to my next job.
She's a momager at the orthopedic surgeon's office. Yes. So
yes, I am.
I like that term.
Right, momager.
And so would you, and you know, short of, you know, calling people out, but like would you say that you, I guess, kind of are either the most experienced or perhaps the most knowledgeable in what you do amongst your peers, such that, you know, perhaps they rely on you more than, you know, you get paid to
they,
do?
They, yeah.
Is that a fair assessment?
They think I do, so.
I see.
Yeah. They've sort of given me this job and I don't know how I got roped into it.
She's the one that like cares the most, and she'll actually do it. That's if something true. Needs to be done. Nobody else really does that.
Yeah, that's true.
And how many of them are you?
We're seven, okay. Seven surgeons, seven girls.
Okay, so there's seven of you. Okay.
Yeah, seven administration. So it's a big office, and I seem to be the one that gets. Go ask Sharon. Go ask Sharon. Sharon will know.
She does know, but she don't want to deal with you.
So considering all of that, she's doing seven other people or six other people's jobs on top of hers. Plus, she's got to come to the gym and, you know, run that show, you know, throughout the week. So I guess with all that being said, you know, the idea or the act of owning a gym or any business for that matter, even as a side hustle, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough endeavor. So on top of the fact that there's a pandemic going on, what do you guys think is going to, I know we've talked about it a little bit just amongst ourselves, but what kind of things can we share about what our plans are with the gym in the next year?
Ooh.
What are we thinking?
Number one is to get a cleaner. Literally top of our list. So stay tuned for that.
Anyone interested, please let us know.
Please let
Send
us
your
know.
Resume to ironalleyvancouver@gmail.com.
There you go. You heard that. ironalleyvancouver@gmail.com. We've gotten really good at mopping, though. I've gotten pretty good at it. At least more efficient.
Dope skill to have.
I want to.
Nobody wants to. Yeah, right. But
it's therapeutic.
Well, that's good you think really? That way.
In a way, but right?
It is.
I just can't stop thinking about how much my back hurts when I'm doing it. I don't know what it is about your trainer and mopping.
Who's going to have to sort that out.
She sure is. She sure is. Oh, my gosh. So dramatic.
That's Misha, by the way. Nidhi's trainer is Misha.
In terms of plans, I don't like to share. Like to share when it's about to come to fruition.
Mm. Yeah, we're coming up with some ideas, and we've got plans. Let's put it that way. We've got some plans to do some stuff. We don't want to share too much, but again, it's all kind of dependent on what goes on with COVID and what we're able to do. So that's a big part of it. But we're throwing some ideas together and getting it out there. So hopefully good things are coming next year.
Yeah. And the unfortunate part of this whole thing is that we're kind of in this holding pattern where we have to almost wait to see. It's a wait and see, wait. Exactly. Okay. Right. And then if you try to make any, you know, too big of any moves, then it's almost like, well, could you be putting yourself in a worse position than you were at beforehand? Because who knows? What if the government says, knock on wood, we're going to close gyms for another month or 2 months or whatever. It was hard enough the first 3 months. Was it 3 months that we were completely
closed? Two months. March to mid-May.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, another one of those, doesn't matter what business you are, you're going to take a hit. Doesn't matter what you're doing. So that's never fun. So, yeah, so there's some exciting things. We've got a lot of concepts, I think, that we've got in mind to expand what you know as Iron Alley. So that'll be fun to look forward to. I know personally I've got a few things that would have influenced potentially what Iron Alley is going to turn into. Which is exciting.
Secret.
Which is exciting. Ooh. Is there any, like, suspense?
I don't know. You're the one who knows the board.
No, that's fuck it. Never mind. I don't know my buttons.
It's labels, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to label this thing. I don't know what buttons they are. So, how about this whole thing about, first of all, we opened this gym knowing that, you know, I'm sure we've ever all heard the cliche, don't go into business with your friends. But we've decided to go into business with family.
Good God.
Right. And so, I mean, we've done a lot of things together as a family now, which I think...
Too many. No, I'm just kidding.
See, sort of. We have a sense of humor about this whole thing.
We have to.
Right? Otherwise, what the hell?
How do you get through it?
Yeah. So is there any part of any of us that kind of, you know, feels like maybe that we shouldn't have? Wholeheartedly, honestly, there's any part of the fact that we have a gym and yes, we're family. Like, there's been a handful of conflicts. I can't say there was really anything major or long lasting, but
it's been a learning curve.
Nothing we haven't made it through and been able to talk out. No, so we're absolutely super lucky that way.
Yeah.
So much so that we decided that we'll double down on our level of interaction and move in together.
I said, I think approximately four people can quote me in saying I would never do anything with my family again after opening the gym. And here I am with a house with them. Yeah. So
for those of you who are listening who live locally, we live in South Surrey now. We moved from an area, I guess, well, Cloverdale, which is actually much closer to the gym. But South Surrey is a very family-oriented and really nice area, obviously in the south of Surrey. But what this whole housing situation, why it's beneficial to us, is that there's literally three separate, like, houses in this place.
Sweet.
And, right? And so I don't know how we pulled this off, but it's pretty awesome. So we live independently, but we're all in the same house, same address.
It's a compound.
It's a compound. Yeah, that's the smallest compound you're going to find, because next door there's a much more expensive house.
Gated. Community.
That is a compound. It's got, you know, a 5 + 6 zeros after it.
Their grandma literally walks laps around their property as her exercise. It's wild.
I wake up to clapping.
Three times a day.
She's good.
Oh yeah.
She's super nice though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she's a lovely lady. Yeah. Like, she says hi to us all the time, but I mean, she's got to realize her clapping is a little loud.
Especially when it's seven, and
sometimes a little early, especially on a Saturday. Like, come on, lady. Yeah. Could you sleep in for once?
Nope.
Do you think, Kate, in the past 3 years, is there anything that you think we could have done differently to have made this whole thing, gym ownership, you know, work better? Anything we could have done differently?
I don't know. I think we've worked extremely well together, extremely hard together.
There's been a few mental breakdowns, mostly due to exhaustion, but we've dealt with it again.
Yeah, so. You know, tried to support each other.
It's made us super quite good at communicating with each other, so that's kind of a bonus as a family. We get that added on.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything we haven't been able to figure out. Overcome, obviously, we're still here, so she's still going.
That's true.
Misha, anything different you would have done?
I don't know. Not really. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Yeah.
One thing that comes to mind is just like being able to separate the business side of it from the friends side of it, because as we said, our community is super important to us and we're trying to please everyone. But at some point, like some points of some things, we have to realize that we are still trying to run a business and we can't please literally everyone.
Yeah.
Which sucks. I would love to do that, but for, I think, all of our sanities, and it just, everybody wants something different, so it doesn't always work out.
Yeah, that's tough.
But we do try, you know? Mm-hmm. We're always thinking about everybody else, what it has to do with them, so.
Yeah. I think, and to your point, I think that's probably one thing, I don't know if that's something I would have done differently, but maybe more conscious of, is that we kind of went into it thinking, well, this, we were kind of the anti-establishment. We want to create something that is not what's already out there. But, you know, we never, and at least personally for me, I never took into consideration that there's going to be so many different personalities that we would, you know, bring into this community. And then also how to manage all of that, whether it's a trainer or member or a client or whatever else. And how do you balance, you know, creating something that everyone loves and, you know, perhaps, you know, from a business standpoint, being able to separate, you know, wanting to please everybody to doing what's right for the business, right? And so that's probably one thing for me I'm learning, is that as much as we want to be just on the same level as everyone else, as a peer, it's so hard to do that, because at the end of the day, you know, whose dollars and cents are going into this place and time. Exactly.
Whose ass is on the line if something happens.
Yeah. That's right. And so that line has to be drawn there somewhere, right? Yeah. So I think we've done a really good job as a family, considering doing all of this, now moving in together. I mean, how long have we been here now? Six months?
End of May?
Yeah.
So. I'll be the first to admit, I don't think I've done enough in the yard myself.
Oh my God, really? I'm so glad you brought that up.
Hey, I did my poop duty. I share poop duty in the house.
Very good.
Y'all, that's one day a week.
I know.
Did you do it this week? But I'll be the first
to admit, it was pissing rain.
Oh no. Yes. That's no excuse.
Hey, you strap your waterproof Converse on and get your ass outside, buddy.
The dogs are still pooping.
I realize that, but that's some watery, runny ass shit. And I've stepped on it multiple times.
So did you do it the next day?
No.
So then when did you do it?
Last week.
He hasn't. I did it on Friday.
You little shit.
Okay. Hey, I brought this on myself, okay?
You did.
But last week. Last week. I'll admit to it. But like I said, I feel like, and I'll give her an excuse, a reason. I don't know if it's an excuse or a reason. But mom, if you're listening, when every yard duty in our house, our family house, became my responsibility, I said to myself, I'm never going to do 1 minute of yard work ever again in my life. That's not fair, though, because...
But you wanted to own a house.
Correct. So it's not fair. So it's not an excuse. I'm just saying, well, my deep-seated, rooted problems came from my childhood. And
traumatized.
That's it. The trauma.
Did mom make you vacuum and mop the floor, too?
I had to vacuum, yeah. We never... I don't know if we mopped. We Swiffered the shit out of the floor.
That's why you hate cleaning the gym, too.
Who loves it? No one loves it.
I like seeing it clean after.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Not enjoying it while I do it. No.
But once it's done,
you're like, damn, that floor looks good.
Although I do think, we kind of, when we moved in here, the yard was kind of in its situation. We had so many other priorities, again, layering the pandemic on top of it, that we really didn't want to spend much time in the yard anyway. Sure. But we have all these plans to make it somewhere where we can socialize and be comfortable with for next year. Mindy, mostly.
Yeah.
has these plants.
I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to have a theater out there. Yeah. It's going to be great.
And a dog area.
Yes.
So that we can actually have a lawn, not just mud.
With poop.
With poop everywhere.
It's just, yeah, I mean, if... Yeah. I mean, I don't even see any blades of grass anymore. I don't think it's at that point now. It's at that.
We got a lawnmower with no lawn.
We got a lawnmower with no lawn.
Okay, so with the context of kind of, again, this whole pandemic, which is kind of the underlying theme of everything, how do you think this, now the vaccine's kind of an imminent, you know, soon to come, you know, reality for most of us? Perhaps you could speak to it there, Mom, because there's lots going on in your office and world. I'm sure everyone's talking about it. So how do you think that's going to change things in the next first half of the next year? What do you think for us?
Well, I certainly hope it's going to, obviously, I think it's going to change everything for the better. I think people are tired of...
mandatory vaccines mandatory to enter and work out.
Interesting.
Just kidding.
Y'all hear that?
That would be...
You gotta have a certificate that proves certificate it.
That said I got chipped.
It's a tough...
that would be very...
It's interesting, but yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Mm. I'll be in line.
So you guys you are all be. Gonna
absolutely.
Get it, yeah?
Absolutely. Okay.
So no hesitations whatsoever, eh?
Right.
No.
So you're saying there's gonna be enough time, you think, that'll elapse by the time we're allowed to get it, that, you know, if there's any weird shit that's gonna happen from this thing, we'll know.
Well, somebody I can't will. Get it till at least June. So
yeah. Oh, know, yeah.
Yeah.
One of our members, Troy, shout out, has made the comment that he's like terrified that if something happens, because they're giving it to all the healthcare workers first. And so those are all the people that like take care of us. So what happens if there's something wrong with the vaccine and they are the first to have gone? We're kind of screwed.
Well, that's a very good point.
Right?
If you do, you do. And if you don't, you don't. I mean...
Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah.
We've watched enough Greatest Anatomy. We can handle that.
That's been going on for like how many seasons, that show?
18.
It's like 30 years now. Like, Jesus.
It feels like it.
Yeah. So anyway, so we've got resources. We can, I mean, WikiHow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aura. We'll what else? Fine. Yahoo questions, whatever. Google.
Yeah. Ask Jeeves. We'll figure it out.
Ask Jeeves. Have you ever asked Jeeves anything?
No.
I'm going to ask Jeeves or help someone right now.
Ask Jeeves.
Oh, y'all know who Ask Jeeves is? No. Oh, no. So we've evolved now. It's no longer Ask Jeeves. It's ask.com.
I bet they said Jeeves was too...
It's like racially profiling somebody.
Incorrect.
Yeah. What is that referring to?
This is like one of the first search engines. This is like...
What the word Jeeves?
It was a guy.
It's the butler.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Hey, I'm going to ask Jeeves. What or who was Jeeves? There.
Dun, dun, dun.
The world of who Jeeves, the Jeeves? Inimitable Jeeves.
What does that mean?
Jeeves.
What are images? Is there images?
Images. Oh. In Ask Jeeves, there's no images. Come on, Jeeves. No.
Well, Jeeves.
I'm going to have to Google this. That's the whole fucking problem.
Jeeves and Wooster.
Jeeves takes charge.
Here's
okay.
Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves. Where is he now? Okay, let's find out. Let's
talk
find
about
out.
Getting distracted.
I know. We're completely sidelined here.
So bad.
It's okay. These things are important.
Education.
This is me in 99, the height of my career. Just curious, Jeeves.
99.
Who is that guy?
That's Jeeves.
So it's an actual person. Oh. I didn't know that. Did you guys know that?
No. I didn't know what the word Jeeves meant.
In 1999, I realized there was only one question I couldn't answer.
See? Who is Jeeves? That's what I want
to
know.
I changed the name to ask.com because I was fired. But the truth is, I left to find myself.
Aww. Yeah, you meditate, Jeeves.
Online. There's no soul search engine.
Get that chakra aligned.
This is my award from Macy's for the best dressed Thanksgiving parade float. Ooh. My award for best butler, given to me by Alfred Pennyworth himself.
What do you guys think it would be like to have a butler?
Very proud of this one.
Amazing.
That would be lovely.
The most search results for
can
the
we call him Alfred?
Absolutely.
And
well,
Lycos.
Each get their own.
They usually come with their own names, just so you know.
Okay, so we're just watching this video about Jeeves. And anyway, so we've determined that Ask Jeeves, Jeeves himself is a human being. It wasn't just some created thing. But now we know. Okay, where are we at now? So, I mean, we've kind of summarized where we think we're going to be with the gym. We're good with that. 2021, we're going to crush it.
Watch out.
Is it going to be one of those years where we're just going to, awesome, you know, year, level up in many ways?
That's the love goal.
It. There we go. So there you go, guys. We've kind of, you know, giving you the heads up. 2021, a lot of things are going to, hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, pandemic, you know, permitting, we're going to have some awesome things coming to you guys from the gym. I like asking some fun questions to these people, anyone who I have on this thing.
This is the worst part.
This is the worst part. Yeah. I gave them these questions to practice or to think
like
about,
four
ponder.
4 hours ago?
Yeah. How long does it take?
A long time. A long time.
Okay, well, before I give you the real questions, I got a few ones that I think will really be thought-provoking.
Okay.
Want to surprise y'all.
That's good. Right.
So when you see a news reporter behind a desk, do you think they're only well-dressed, like, neck up? I mean, absolutely. Or no, sorry, waist up?
Yeah, absolutely. Most
really?
Of them.
So they're, like, in jeans and, like, underwear? Yeah. Or
they're
whatever?
They're wearing Lululemons underneath.
Probably.
Guys, too?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, let's find out the truth. We'll have to find out the truth. Biblical question. Oh, everyone knows Noah and the Ark, right? Okay. All the animals, you had to have a whole pair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did Noah have woodpeckers on that Ark?
No.
Why not? It's a species of animal.
I know, but they would have wrecked the boat.
Hence the question.
Right? No.
Mish, what do you think?
I didn't think of that.
What?
I didn't think of that.
Why wouldn't they have woodpeckers? It's a bird.
What was what?
I mean, they did.
Must be selective. I don't know.
It's been a long day.
But what's not the whole point? Like, you had to have every species of animal in there.
Was that the whole point?
Yeah, you
did
get to see.
Did he have every single? He didn't two have dinosaurs. Everything.
We didn't go to Sunday school very much.
No, you
not good
colored
at this. Yeah.
Weird stuff.
Colored
there.
Pictures of Jesus. Yeah. And Sunday school was not good. Thank
no.
you.
No.
You experience. Missed. You missed that Sunday when they talk about Noah's Ark.
Saint
Matt's. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Saint Matt's, which is mm-hmm. right across from Holy my Christ. High school.
Yeah.
Love that place. So this next question I thought was particularly relevant because we were just having some dinner and we're talking about feta cheese that had been sitting in our fridge for 6 months. Yes, guys, 6 months.
Still good.
Still good.
Doesn't I think, expire till today.
I mean, I still don't feel like I need to take a shit right now, so I think we're okay.
It's in the best clear. Before. It's not expiry. It's
okay,
best
so that's
before.
Another question. Yeah. When it says best before, it's just not as good after. It's just like, right, it's not expired yet.
It's yeah. just like a contingency plan.
Okay. Because but there's some things you don't want to eat after their best before dates, like cheese with mold on it.
Well, it's not you know. It's not at its best, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But would you eat it?
Milk.
No.
Milk is
milk
the
is
one
gross.
That you really don't want to
yeah, that's
eat.
Disgusting.
Well,
drink,
it's actually
say.
Changed and like physically it's now you it's have characteristics.
To eat it. Making its way to butter.
Right.
Barely liquid anymore.
So, here's the question. Is sour cream, if it's past its best before or expiry date, is it even better then? Because
no. it goes moldy, I'll
it
tell
goes
you.
Moldy.
Right
moldy.
Even if it's in the fridge? Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
As soon as you break that seal, man.
Does get disgusting.
So what if you didn't? Numbers. Like this feta cheese.
Bad. Yeah.
Okay. Feta's different.
No, I've never had, like, I honestly just had a tub of sour cream in my fridge for a really long time, but I'd never opened it.
Yeah.
And it was fine.
Yeah.
Until I opened it, and then, like, a few days later, it was yeah. moldy mm-hmm. because yeah. it was opened.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So, yeah. I just don't like sour cream in general, so. We don't, so we don't have, really. We don't really have it.
Not a lot. Only with chili.
Here's a very important, you know, life-altering question. Uh-oh. The color of an orange is, of course, orange. Correct?
Correct.
So which came first, the color orange or the actual fruit orange? And who decided we're going to just say this is orange?
Fruit.
Fruit came first?
Fruit came first.
Fruit came well, first.
Well, was it called orange then? Because then you would start calling all fruits by their color.
Citrus fruit.
Yeah, but they would, if you named an orange, but the color didn't exist, then a grape would be called purple. An apple would be called red.
So your point is being?
The color probably came first. And they couldn't think of a name for the fruit, so they just went, let's just call it orange.
So purple existed before grapes.
Yeah.
What about blueberries?
Hmm. Well, blueberries are blue until you smush them, then they become purple.
Yeah, but they're called blueberries because they're blue.
Because they ran out of names to call
them. We have a historian in our family. Uh-oh.
God, look it up.
What's wrong with you people?
Somebody went to university here.
Someone didn't ask Jeeves, clearly. God. But see, you never thought about these things.
No.
I've certainly never considered which came first. So anyway, that's what I thought those would be fun questions. Everybody ready? These are my one-worders. I'm going to go around.
Should go like this?
We're going to go count. We're going to go clockwise. So that means Mindy to my left is going to go first. It's going to be Mindy, Misha, and Sharon.
Okay.
First question. How do you like your eggs, Mindy?
Scrambled.
Scrambled.
Sunny side.
There you go. Winter, spring, summer, or fall?
Summer.
Fall.
Summer.
Ooh, I'll go with summer. Squat, bench, or deadlift?
Deadlift.
Squat.
Deadlift.
She loves those deads.
I'll do the deadlift too. I'm down with the deadlift. No context to this one. I love asking this because people just go like stupid about it. Fast or slow?
Slow.
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 Fast. Jeez. I'm an anomaly in this family. Sweet or savory?
Sweet.
Salty.
Savory.
Which is what I said last time. But so not necessarily. Sweet.
It's that's not your option though, then. If it's not the same thing as savory, it's not your option.
Sweet or savory? What's wrong? Isn't savory salty?
Can't change
not necessarily. Sweet.
Sweet.
I know for a fact I said salty last time and my answer was accepted. So.
Oh.
It's not anymore.
Fair enough. We've evolved, okay? That was like 30 episodes ago.
Seriously.
You think you're so cool.
This is the support I get with my wife. She just mocks me.
You're so cool. She
like you want to use their spare bedroom for your stuff? Like,
where's my spare bedroom? For my stuff.
Oh, for your stuff. Oh, okay.
Not to mention she gets the rest of the house.
Yeah.
But I don't have a dedicated, this is my only space.
How much input did I actually provide for the rest of the house?
I offered a lot of opportunity.
Offering?
And you were like, it's fine. Do what you want. I don't really care that much.
Okay.
I was like, cool.
Well, I mean, if you really want to go down that road, you certainly can. I don't know if everyone else wants to hear that.
Be a whole different show.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, I deferred to her on essentially every part of the house except for this one room, which is now what we're sitting in.
And you're very satisfied with the rest of the house.
Because you're happy.
Aww. Good husband.
Is there a barf button over there? Happy wife.
No, but
happy
there's life.
He got it on the first try, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right, guys. Applause is required.
Okay, next.
Crunchy or smooth?
Smooth.
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 I think it's unanimous. We're all going with smooth.
I mean, when your mom only buys smooth peanut butter, you're kind of accustomed.
Hi!
We got a little one walking in.
Visitor. You've been so good.
So he's been watching, I think, Paw Patrol, would you say? On YouTube. There you go. He's watched every other episode otherwise. So Paw Patrol is his show. And we're cutting into your bedtime, aren't we, buddy? It's about that time soon.
Almost.
Getting there.
All right.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you rushing us to get done? Sounds like...
The next question.
Jeez. Oh, now she thinks it's funny because I'm actually getting annoyed now.
Okay, sorry.
Ready for bed.
Sorry.
I'm actually kidding. I'm not that person. But I like making her squirm just a tad.
I was a little worried
because
she's, there.
Because she does this all the time. She does this all the time. She does this all the time.
I'm hilarious. Like this is going to be your most listened to podcast ever.
100%.
Purely because of your contribution.
Obviously.
All right. Enough digs there, lady. Here's the question. Three big final questions. And I like to ask everybody because we like to be philosophical and, you know, contribute to the world. Right? So I'm going to go around in the same order.
No, I don't want to go first.
Okay. Mother hen, you go first.
Yeah.
If you had the world's attention right now, with all of your knowledge and wisdom in the years that you've been on this earth, if you had the world's attention right now, just for 30 seconds, up to 30 seconds, right now in this podcast, which potentially you do, what would you say to the world?
Stop being so stupid and be nice to each other.
Hey, now let's see.
I say that on a daily basis.
There you go. I love it.
Countdown my 30 seconds. Wear a mask. The mask goes over your nose and under your chin. I don't want to see your nose. I don't want to see it around your chin. Wear a mask.
That was 17 seconds.
Oh, so I saw
nice work.
13. Don't pull that out, bud.
Okay.
So I think you get the point.
Wear a mask.
Wear a mask. Mindy, what do you got?
I was just kind of going to go with congratulations on making it through 2020. What a year, folks.
Yeah, I think I love that. And that's pretty simple. And I mean, I don't have 30 seconds of anything you know, thought provoking to say, but I think the fact that we're all still here says a lot. You know, we still have, you know, a roof above our heads and, you know, things to look forward to. So, yes, congrats on making it this far.
Agreed.
Yeah.
If you could ask, if someone could ask you one question that you wish you could be asked, what would that question be?
Do you want to go to Bora Bora or Europe? Your choice.
It's interesting because we did earn ourselves a trip. Are you guys aware of this?
Yes. Definitely not to Bora Bora.
Not to Bora Bora.
Better make a big dent in the cost to go to Bora Bora at the very least. That's a great question. What's the question you'd want to be asked?
Oh.
Do you want to retire today or tomorrow?
Right. That is the question. Actually, I thought about it earlier and I thought to myself, well, would it be stupid if I said, would you like $1 million? I'd just say yes.
In a cash or a check.
Exactly.
That's literally what I was just thinking.
Yeah.
About.
Yeah.
There you go. Here's some dough.
Just $1 million?
Would you accept it or not?
Just one is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
No strings attached?
I'll take more, but one is good.
I like it.
I could work with that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Last question, everybody. What is your definition of living your best and fittest life, Mindy?
Fittest. I definitely don't do that right now.
Oh, maybe I should. Okay, I'm going to interrupt your question for a second, or your answer, because I think the definition of fitness always seems to get tied into like the gym and like working out and stuff. But fitness is like a lot of other things: physical, psychological, spiritual, mental, all that stuff. So, what else do you think, in that context, would you consider best and fittest life?
Just like making good choices for yourself to an extent, you know, healthy choices physically, mentally. There's a lot of things that contribute to that, but kind of like the people you surround yourself with, the attitude you wake up every day with. I say it all the time at work that if somebody comes in and you're all negative and pissy, it's going to wear off on me and I don't want to feel like that. So don't come into work being pissy, you know?
There you go. Manage your energy.
Seriously. It makes a huge difference. Mm. I never used to think it did, but as my old age is kicking in, I'm noticing.
Sorry, how old are we?
Like, she's got some gray hairs. Yeah. All the stress you people put me through.
All right, Mish.
I'm just going to go nice and simple here. Your best and fittest self is being able to have a big fat ass, but also being able to eat ice cream when you want to.
Which is exactly what we're looking forward to after this conversation. Mm-hmm. We kind of earned that, just saying. Ice cream. Yes. Candy cane ice cream. All right, Mother Hen. What do you think?
It's been so tough. I feel like we're just getting through, but we got this beautiful little grand boy here. And he's so much fun. And I just...
That's your best and fittest life?
Yes.
Just hanging out with Cruz?
Just hanging out with my baby here. Yeah. Hey? Yes.
Speaking of, I think that's probably something that we should probably address because we never really said anything about it.
Can you say hi?
We've got another one on the way.
We do?
I know.
Wait, what? What?
As far as I've been told,
you're pregnant?
Well, if you don't know what's going on with your body, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Where do you go, Cam?
These guys are a bunch of dicks.
Congratulations.
Why did I even bring them on this stupid episode in the first place. This is my idea.
You asked for this. This
is your idea.
It's now called the roast. Nevertheless, that is how we're going to conclude it. I thought this would be fun just because this is the end of the year. I haven't done an episode in several months. And what better way than to introduce you to like the rest of the family and all the people who are so influential and important in my life. All right, Cruz. Cruz is going to say bye to everybody. You want to say bye? You say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What else can you say? What else do you want to say, buddy? Can you tell everybody what Monkey says?
What word did Tita teach you? Say buds.
Buds.
Good job.
What other animals do we know? We know...
Kitty?
Meow, meow, meow.
We know the meow, meow, meow. What about... what's a lion say? Wow. What about a snake? What about a bear? What's a bear say? and a dinosaur? What does a dinosaur say?
What's your favorite word, Cruz? Kissing the microphone.
Can you say bye-bye?
Bye-bye.
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 Bye, everybody. If this is the last episode of the year, have a wonderful rest of the year. Happy holidays from the Iron Alley family. And we'll see you all in 2021. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.